In today's show, I'll be sharing with you what the cryptocurrency market will likely look like in 2027. That's right, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 predictions of the most unexpected and outrageous events that could happen over the next 5 years. Quoting Plan B, Bitcoin Relative Strength Index bounced back in June. Is the bear market over? And as Jack Maulers points out here, a failure to understand proof of work is a failure to understand Bitcoin. Satoshi used difficulty-adjusted proof of work to combine money, time, energy, and information to create the best money in human history. Bitcoin's use of proof of work is the innovation. Also in today's show, MasterCard partners with Binance to roll out new crypto card to the South American country of 47 million people in Argentina specifically over the next few weeks. Also in today's show, Voyager plans to resume cash withdrawals on August 11th. Quoting them here, yesterday the court approved our proposal to restore access to cash U.S. dollars held at the Metropolitan Commercial Bank for benefit of Voyager customers. We anticipate resuming access to in-app cash withdrawal starting Thursday, August 11th. Also in today's show, Twin Catalyst can send Ethereum soaring 200%, according to the BitMEX founder, Arthur Hayes, who expects a $5,000 Ethereum price by March 2023. Quoting him here, in November 2021, the Fed was printing money, ish coins were surging, and attention started shifting to the bullish narrative surrounding an upcoming 2022 Ethereum merge. Therefore, I will use $5,000, the psychological barrier Ether fell just short of at the time, as my price target for this scenario. Also in today's show, top crypto trader says Bitcoin is flashing a bullish signal and updates his price forecast. Quoting him here, I am still of the opinion we're going to $28,000 in the midterm. We'd like to see more chop around this $23,000 to $22,000 area to form a significant low. And quoting quant analyst Dan Tapiero, CEO of 10T Holdings, this is the chart that got BlackRock excited about the partnership with Coinbase. No bigger a macro opportunity for BlackRock than acting to facilitate Bitcoin adoption. 5% shift in BlackRock assets is $500 billion, greater than the Bitcoin value today. Catalyst for a path to $250,000 plus post Bitcoin halving becoming clear. Send it. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Here at Crypto News Alerts, I drop a brand new episode every single day. We also do a Bitcoin giveaway every day, giving away $50 in BTC. And the winner from yesterday's episode is, drum roll please, Pandero, who wrote the following comment. Another show, another 50 BTC. Let's go, boy. That's right. Congratulations, fam, on winning 50 bucks in BTC. Please reply to this comment with your Bitcoin address so I can send it to you. HODL. And to qualify to win $50 in tomorrow's Bitcoin giveaway, all you need to do is make sure you're subscribed to the channel, Will Smith, that like button, and drop us a comment right down below, and a winner will be selected in tomorrow's episode. Back to the show. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. This is podcast episode number 1009, and I'm your host, JV. Now, what will the cryptocurrency market look like in the next 5 years? Here's some predictions. Number one, the metaverse will not rise. The metaverse obviously is a hot topic, but most people do not have even the slightest idea what it actually comprises of. The metaverse is a holistic virtual world that exists on an ongoing basis, works in real time, and accommodates any number of users, has its own economy. It's created by participants themselves and is characterized by unprecedented interoperability. The definition makes it clear the metaverse is not such a novel phenomenon. Games and social networks that include most of the features stated above have been around for quite some time. Now, granted, interoperability is a problem that needs to be addressed seriously. It would have been a very useful feature to be able to easily transfer digital assets between games or a digital identity without being tethered to a specific platform. But the metaverse will never be able to cater to every need. There is no reason to include some services in the metaverse at all. Some services will remain isolated due to the unwillingness of their operators to surrender control over them. And quoting Vitalik here, the metaverse is going to happen, but I don't think any of the existing corporate attempts to intentionally create the metaverse are going anywhere. And he must be referring to Zuckerberg's Meta. Now for the next prediction, wallets will become super apps. That's right, an active decentralized finance user user is forced to deal with dozens of protocols these days. We got wallets, interfaces, exchanges, bridges, loan protocols, etc. There are hundreds of them, and they are growing daily. Having to live in such an array of technologies is inconvenient, even for advanced users. So as for the prospects of mass adoption, such a state of affairs is also more unacceptable. Users don't care what exchange or bridge they use. They are only concerned about security, speed, and low fees. Now, a significant number of DeFi protocols will eventually turn into backends that cater to popular wallets and interfaces. Now, for the next prediction, Bitcoin will become a unit of account on par with the US dollar or euro. That's right, money has three main roles: acting as a means of payment, as a store of value, and as a unit of account. Many cryptos, primarily stablecoins, are used as a means of payment. Bitcoin and, to a much lesser extent, Ethereum are used as store of values amongst cryptos, but the US dollar remains the main unit of account around the world. Everything is valued in dollars, including Bitcoin, at least temporarily, right? Now, the real victory for sound money will be heralded when cryptocurrencies take over the role of a unit of account. Bitcoin is currently the main candidate for this role, and such a victory will signify a major mental shift. Quoting Pentoshi, weed up 43% in the first 5 months of this year, natural gas 155% since January, plus 10% today, gasoline 96%. Let's see how long the consumer remains strong as whittles away at what little savings they have left as the debt racks up. Fight inflation with inflation, just print more. LOL. Now for the fourth major prediction, at least half of the top 50 cryptocurrencies will see their standings decline. That's right, there's a high probability that the list of the top cryptos will radically change. Outright zombies such as Ethereum Classic will be ousted from the list, and projects that now seem to hold unshakable positions will not only be dethroned, but also vanish altogether. Now for the fifth and final prediction, the crypto market will fragment along geographical lines. That's right, cryptos are globally by default, but they are not invulnerable to the influence of individual states. The state always has an edge and an extra trick up its sleeve. A number of territories, including the US, European Union, China, India, Russia, etc., have already introduced or are threatening to introduce strict regulation to cryptocurrencies. The factor of international competition is superimposed onto the internal state motivations. When Russia was heavily sanctioned, some crypto projects started restricting Russian users from accessing their services or even blocking their funds. This scenario may play out again in the future with respect to China. It's not difficult to imagine a future in which parts of the crypto market will work in favor of some countries while closing to others. We're living in such a future already, at least to some degree. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding these predictions for the future for the next 5 years? Let me know in the comments below. And as Jack Mahler shares here, a failure to understand proof of work is a failure to understand Bitcoin. Bitcoin's use of proof of work is the innovation. And as I shared here, this makes Bitcoin the ultimate form of money because its issuance is directly linked to the ultimate resource of our universe, time. And before I break down next way of the day, MasterCard partners with Binance to roll out new crypto card to the South American country of 47 million people. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently pumping back in the green. We got Bitcoin up almost 1% for the day, trading back above $23,200. We have Ether up 2.1%, trading just above $1,700, while Binance Coin, Solana, Avalanche, XRP, and Cardano are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next way of the day. Top crypto exchange platform Binance is teaming up with financial services giant MasterCard to bring a new crypto card to South America. The two companies recently announced plans to roll out the Binance card in Argentina sometime during the next few weeks. Let's go Argentina. Buenos Aires based fintech company Credential Payments will issue the card, which aims to bridge the gap between cryptos and everyday purchases, according to a new press release from Binance. The new product will allow customers to buy goods and services and pay bills using digital assets at more than 90 million MasterCard merchants across the globe. The card converts crypto assets directly into fiat currency at the time of purchase, and this isn't the first time that MasterCard has ventured into the world of crypto. In June, the firm enabled users to directly purchase NFTs using their credit cards without having to purchase virtual assets first. And in January, MasterCard announced a partnership with top US-based crypto exchange platform Coinbase, allowing users to purchase digital collectibles using their credit cards on Coinbase's NFT marketplace. And other credit card titans have recently gotten into the crypto action as well. In June, reports surfaced that American Express is working on launching its first ever credit card that offers crypto rewards. And furthermore, Visa has partnered with at least 65 crypto platforms, including industry giants FTX, BlockFi, Crypto.com, Coinbase, and Binance, enabling consumers to convert and use digital assets to pay for goods and services. That's right. Don't forget about the BlockFi Bitcoin rewards, Visa credit card, where you can earn 3.5% Bitcoin back on all your purchases within your first 90 days. For more info, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, Voyager plans to resume cash withdrawals on August 11th. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at about $1.1 trillion with $63.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance back on the rise at 40.4%, with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Decred leading the pack, up 68%, trading at $46.38, followed by Filecoin, up 11%, trading at $9.27, followed by YFI, up 6%, trading at $11,800. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see we're still in a sea of green, which is a good sign. We got Decred up almost 50% for the week, Ton up 27.6%, and Filecoin up 26.9%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 31 out of 100 in fear, the same as yesterday. Last week a 42, and last month an 18 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto lender Voyager Digital Holdings has reported users may be able to cash withdrawals from the app more than a month after suspending trading, deposits, withdrawals, and loyalty rewards. How many of you got stuck with your crypto on this platform? Let me know in the comments below, because this could be some good news. Now, in a Friday blog post, Voyager said clients with US dollars in their accounts could withdraw up to $100,000 in a 24-hour period, starting as early as August 11th, with the funds received in 5 to 10 business days. The announcement followed a judge ruling on Thursday that the crypto lending firm was cleared to return $270 million in customer funds held at the Metropolitan Commercial Bank in New York. Quoting them here, requests will be processed as quickly as possible, but will require some manual review, including fraud reviews and account reconciliation, and timing will depend in part upon the individual banks to which customers transfer their cash. And they also shared here on crypto Twitter yesterday, the court approved our proposal to restore access to cash in U.S. dollars held at the Metropolitan Commercial Bank for benefits of Voyager customers. And in this thread, it continues to give details on how to get your funds back out of their platform. Now check it out. Voyager announced in June it had entered into a $500 million loan agreement with trading firm Alameda Research due to losses from its exposure to Three Arrows Capital, which was also reportedly being ordered to be liquidated by British Virgin Islands Court. And the crypto lending firm filed for bankruptcy under Chapter 11 in the Southern District Court of New York on July 5th, saying at the time the move was part of a reorganization plan that would eventually allow users to access their accounts again. And though Voyager previously rejected a buyout bid from Alameda and FTX in July, saying it was not maximizing its value for its customers, the firm said on Friday it was still considering a potential sale of the company following the court approving bidding procedures. Voyager says bids will be due by August 26th, with a hearing on potential sale expected on September 8th. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, Twin Catalyst could send the Ethereum price soaring 200% to $5,000, according to the BitMEX founder, Arthur Hayes, as well as top crypto trader, says Bitcoin is flashing a bullish signal and updates his Bitcoin price forecast, as well as I share with you this $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction from Dan Tapiero. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button, Will Smith that like button, and drop us a comment below to qualify to win $50 in tomorrow's Bitcoin giveaway. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Former BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes is predicting a massive rally for Ethereum if two possibilities align. That's right. In a new blog post, Hayes says that one catalyst that could ignite a strong rally for Ethereum is the success of its upcoming switch to proof of stake consensus mechanism, which is scheduled to launch in September, called the Merge. The highly anticipated update will enable Ethereum's mainnet to merge with its Beacon chain, which already runs the proof of stake system. Now the Merge will give rise to Ethereum 2.0, aiming to address the network scalability issues by setting the stage for future upgrades. Should Ethereum's upgrade turn out to be a success, Hayes says says that another factor that can serve as a tailwind for ETH is the Federal Reserve once again adopting loose monetary policies. As he shares here, Fed pivot plus successful Ethereum merge. An example, what I am speculating will happen in the best case scenario for Ethereum. In November 2021, the Fed was printing money, ish coins were surging, and attention started shifting to the bullish narrative surrounding an upcoming 2022 Ethereum merge. Therefore, I will use $5,000, the psychological barrier Ether fell just short of at the time, as my price target for this scenario. And at the time of this recording, ETH is currently trading just above $1,700. So a move to Hayes bullish targets suggests an upside potential of about 200% for the leading smart contract platform. And in the event that the Fed maintains tight monetary policy and Ethereum undergoes a successful transition to proof of stake, Hayes says that the second largest crypto asset can appreciate to $3,562. And in a third scenario where Ethereum's transition to proof of stake fails and the Fed maintains tight monetary policy, Hayes says that the price of ETH would fall significantly from the current levels. As he shares here, no free money and no assistance from Ethereum co-founder Archangel Vitalik Buterin takes us back to the dark ages. That would be the recent low of $1,081, which is my price prediction for this scenario. And in a fourth scenario where Ethereum's transition to proof of stake fails and the Fed loosens its monetary policies, Hayes says that Ether would fall slightly to the $1,600 level. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Arthur Hayes' $5,000 Ethereum price prediction for this scenario? Let me know in the comments below. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A popular analyst is providing price target updates for four crypto assets. As the markets try to end the week in a positive territory, the synonymous trader known as Altcoin Sherpa tells his 180,000 Twitter followers that while he does expect the king crypto Bitcoin to revisit $28,000 in the not too distant future, the brief surge above $24,500 on July 30th didn't convince him that Bitcoin is witnessing a strong uptrend in the short term time frame. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin, I'm still of the opinion we're going to $28,000 in the midterm, but would like to see more chop around this $23,000 to $22,000 area to form a significant low. The last high at $24,700 wasn't super convincing, to be honest, but still a bullish market structure, in my opinion. And the analyst also believes that Bitcoin can rally if it finds a higher low in the $22,000 to $23,000 range, although he expects Ethereum will break out before Bitcoin does. As he shares here, I would like to see a higher low to get around $22,000 to $23,000. This is still bullish on long time frame charts until shown otherwise. Still eyeing ETH closely, I think it leads. And checking out the latest from quant analyst Dan Tapiero, the CEO of 10T Holdings, he shares, this is the chart that got BlackRock excited about the partnership with Coinbase. No bigger a macro opportunity for BlackRock than acting to facilitate Bitcoin adoption. 5% shift in BlackRock assets is a $500 billion, $500 billion, greater than the Bitcoin value today. Catalyst for a path to $250,000 plus post Bitcoin halving becoming clear. Send it. Let's freaking go. I would love to see a $250,000 Bitcoin price. And yes, this partnership between Coinbase and BlackRock is a massive deal. And someone responded, don't think BlackRock is interested in facilitating. They want to set the playbook and control it. And Dan T responded, to decentralize, to control. How many of you agree with Dan Tapiero that we can expect a $250,000 plus Bitcoin price by the time of the next halving in 2024? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Franklin Thomas wrote, loving the Will Smith, the like button below. Not gonna lie, first time I heard it, I was like, why is JV talking about Will Smith? Did a little rewind and busted up laughing. This was while still listening to the pod. As always, thanks for the show. Cheers, fam. Greatly appreciate your continued support. HODL. Our next featured comment comes from Make Believer. JV, I had to get my fingerprint to cash a check today in the USA. Talk about KYC. What the? Deliver us to the promised land, JV. Wow, insane. You got it, fam. Bitcoin is the promised land. Let's go. And our third and final featured comment comes from Freddie Jones. JV, another great show today. I read an article recently about an upcoming merge of Ethereum. Many people believe the merge that is forecasted to happen September 19th is not the full merge, but is the start of many phases that will eventually lead to the completion of the merge. If this is true, investors should be cautious of short-term rallies of Ethereum. The smartest thing to do is HODL and reap the true rewards, a greater profit until further down the road. Cheers, Freddie. You got it. HODL gang. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop us a comment right down below and that will automatically qualify you for tomorrow's $50 Bitcoin giveaway. Best of luck, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.